With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Officials say more than 280 Nigerian school pupils have been abducted in the northwestern town of Kuriga.
The school children, aged between 8 and 15, and some teachers were taken away by the gunmen into a nearby forest. A 14-year-old child who was shot during the attack has since died in hospital. The authorities say they'll ensure every missing child is brought back home, and armed forces have been deployed to the area. Meanwhile, in Borno State in the northeast, dozens of internally displaced women and children abducted while searching firewood are still missing. Both abductions are believed to have been carried out by fighters affiliated with the Islamist militant group Boko Haram, although it hasn't yet admitted any involvement.
BBC correspondent Mayeni Jones reporting. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on details surrounding the gun used by the Michigan school shooter and the deaths of four students at Oxford High School.
Cammy Back was working the day James Crumley bought a gun.
He was standing at the showcase and his son was standing behind him.
Back says Crumley paid about $520 for the weapon.
Mr. Crumley asked to see the Sig Sauer, said he had had his eye on that for quite some time.
That gun turned out to be the weapon Ethan Crumley used in 2021 to shoot and kill four students at Oxford High School. It came with a cable lock, but prosecutors say the lock was left unopened when they searched the Crumley home after the shooting. Also, the sheriff's office says James Crumley's use of a phone and tablet would be restricted after he used them to make threatening statements from jail. I'm Ed Donahue.
Former President Donald Trump is meeting with Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. The former president and Orban have a long-standing relationship, and their meeting on Friday comes as Hungary's had conflicts with the Biden administration. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points, the Nasdaq dropped 188. This is SRN News. Kansas is deciding if abortion providers should be asking women why they want the abortion.
The controversial bill would force abortion clinics to pose 11 questions to patients, including asking if they can't afford a child or if child rearing would hinder their career or education, or if their spouse or partner's pushing them to end the pregnancy. Backers of the bill say the state needs that type of data to help prevent abortions in the future. But Kansas Democrats call this an effort to shame the women. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Aid agencies and local authorities say a surge of new attacks by an Islamic State-affiliated group in northern Mozambique have left more than 70 children missing and caused 100,000 people to flee their homes. Churches are among the 500 buildings destroyed. The attacks may mark a new stage in a crisis that authorities say forced more than 1 million people to flee. SRN News. An interesting study during the eclipse next month.
Researchers will observe how animals' routines at several zoos are disrupted during the April 8th total solar eclipse. The moon shadow will sweep across North America from Texas to Maine. In 2017, a team noticed strange animal behavior at a South Carolina zoo in the path of total darkness. This time, scientists will stand by to track how tortoises, giraffes, and apes at the Fort Worth Zoo in Texas react when day transforms into dusk. John Scott reported.
Passengers had to be evacuated from a United Airlines plane after it rolled off a runway in Houston and ended up stuck in a grassy area. United says no injuries were reported among the 160 passengers and six crew members aboard Flight 2477 to Houston from Memphis, Tennessee. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.